are parents jumping the gun and going to emergency too soon? Is this a situation where parents didn't get their children vaccinated this year and therefore there's a higher flu rate? What's going on with 25% increase in emergency room visits to CHEO?
It's a good question, and in fact, the numbers have to be added up to find out what diseases or infections are responsible. The most common diseases or most common infections that result in childhood admissions to hospital and emergency room use are regular colds and flus. I mean, that's one of the more common ones, and which the flu can be prevented. Rotavirus is another one, Steve, and this one I wanted to concentrate on because a lot of parents may not be aware of this. Rotavirus is an intestinal viral infection. Every child will be exposed to rotavirus by the time they're about 3 years of age. Causes severe diarrhea and dehydration. One of the most common reasons for admission to hospital, to children's hospitals. In the United States, where they decided to provide universal vaccination for it, it's an oral vaccine. The children drink it in infancy. It has resulted, the Center for Disease Control has reported a 90% reduction of admission to hospital as a result of rotavirus because of the vaccine. And vaccine is not covered by the Ontario government here, so parents have to pay for it. It's about $75 a dose, three doses over 6 months. So we need to find out the numbers, because if this is also due to rotavirus, where complete wards in the children's hospital are sometimes quarantined because of the infectivity of the virus, this would make a big difference with regards to emergency room use. It's associated with children in close contact with each other that have diarrhea, so in daycare settings or school settings. So that's a possibility. Other things are chickenpox, how many children are coming to hospital with chickenpox and rashes, and asthma as a result of the colds and flus. How well controlled are children with their asthma? Most parents do a very good job of it, but sometimes when they get colds or flus, it can exacerbate the asthma, and you have to adjust medication in order to control it better. So we need the numbers first, and on the basis of those numbers, we can then institute, or at least say, here's a way to prevent some of these particular admissions or emergency room visits. But we need the numbers. We can only speculate on what causes it based on the commonality of some of these diseases. And my guess would be is that some of this is responsible for this emergency room overcrowding.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, Steve.